As women, we all have our things, our ideas of what our perfect wedding should be like. And before I'd found out what a scammer Victor was, I'd made some arrangements. The venue had been selected, the caterer picked, but still some choices to be made. Cake, 4 tiers of blue velvet, or chocolate, blue velvet. The bouquet, 30 white lilies, or a dozen red roses around a pro tier. Definitely the roses. But all of this seemed like small details compared to my mother knowing I'd slept with Mandla.
Zinzi, we have to get going. We have to see the dress and do the cake tasting all before 12, and you are not even dressed yet.
I will. I just need to find something to wear.
Make it snappy. We don't have the whole day.
So is this what we're doing today? The whole passive-aggressive thing? Why don't you just shout at me and get it out of your system?
Shouting is too good for you. You don't deserve my anger. And besides, what would be the point? Clearly I failed as a mother, if you're just going to open your legs for any man.
That's not how it is though, ma. Ungayisho kanjani kodwa into enjalo?
Zinzi, the best I can do now is make sure that you walk down the aisle and marry the man you're supposed to marry, and not make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life.
Wow. All you care about is this wedding, hey? It's always good to know where I stand, ma. I'll go get dressed.
And Usheshis, I don't have the time to waste. Come.
No, ma. Can we talk, ma?
Depends. What about?
Well, you and Zinzi haven't told me what you spoke about, and she won't tell me either. Kan kwenzakalani?
That was a woman-to-woman talk, nothing you need to worry yourself about.
Still, I think I have the right to know, as your husband.
You mean as our husband?
Is that really necessary?
Victor, you're gonna marry this woman, and I need to accept that. I won't stand in your way, and you know I won't leave you.
Nkosikazene, I appreciate that. There is also something else I wanted to discuss with you. Are you going to come to the wedding?
No, I think it would be best for everyone involved if I stay as far away as possible.
Oh. But yeah, I understand. And Norma, I want you to know, I had no choice. I wish things had turned out differently.
Me too, Victor. Me too.
This cake is really great. I just love how moist it is. You did an amazing job.
Well, I'm glad I could come through for you guys. I know how this day is and that everything must just be fab, fab, fab. And you, sis, are you excited about the big day?
She's very excited. It's going to be a fairy tale wedding.
Well, I can't wait to see you walk down the aisle in your dress, honey. Yes, queen, yes.
Hello.
Hey, beautiful.
Hi.
Where are you? I was hoping, Snabonan.
I'm kind of in the middle of something right now, Noma.
Then Detra.
I have a fitting for my wedding dress. Angege ngwazi.
Come on, you'll be gone for just an hour.
Okay, fine, jeez.
Awesome, I'll text you the details.
Ma, I have to go. Something just came up, emsebenzini.
Are you sure it's work and not something else?
Ma, please stop with your conspiracy theories. I just need to file a report quickly.
And what about the fitting? Today was the only time they could squeeze us in for an appointment.
Ma, I'll be back in an hour. Just grab yourself some lunch and I'll see you there.
Kosiyami, Lengani is going to be the death of me.
I'm glad you came.
What do you want, Mandla?
I've been thinking about you. About us.
Us? There is no us.
Zinzi, don't be like that. This cold routine doesn't suit you.
I'm going to ask you again. What do you want? I don't have all day, Boot.
I'm thinking on cancelling my tickets back to Japan and staying.
For how long?
Permanently.
Haibo, why?
Well, I was hoping you could give me a reason.
I'm not sure I follow.
Zinzi, you can't deny you and I had a special connection.
Had being the operative word. If I remember correctly, what was it that you called me? Oh, yes. Your father's toy. Keep that same energy, Butiz.
Zinzi, I already apologized for that.
Look, Mandla, I'm grateful for everything you've done for me, but this little thing, whatever it was, it's over. It's only made me realize I don't want any more complications.
So you're just gonna marry my father just like that?
That's exactly what I plan to do. There's no use in fighting, and whatever it is you need, Mandla, you're not gonna get it from me.
Zinzi, wait.
Bye, Mandla. I walked out of that restaurant and told myself I had left Mandla behind. I got in an Uber and went to do my fitting. My dress fit snug around my belly now that I was no longer pregnant. My mother looked at me, her eyes glowing with pride.
Danami, you look like a princess.
This was it. All things seemed possible. The past forgotten. It was at the end of the old and the start of something new. At least, that's what I thought. I was finally ready to become the second wife.